So we have all these fancy technologies in healthcare now, and it's great that they all exist, but they're all just tools, right? It's one thing to have a great tool, but it's kind of pointless if you don't know how to use it. And what if you know how to use the tool, but the thing requires so much time and effort and cognitive overload to actually make it work that it detracts from the job you're supposed to do in the first place? In healthcare, clinicians have a lot of tools at their disposal, like an electronic medical record, but you need to punch in every little bit of information about a patient's situation and a consultation. They're all great tools, but they all bring a lot of unwanted and tedious manual data entry. There's this great opportunity for modern speech recognition technology to pull us out of the burdens of documentation and contribute to a more efficient, less taxing work environment for healthcare professionals. On the show today, Sophie Turner from Talking Health Tech speaks with Dr. Brian Zimmerman, Chief Medical Information Officer for Nuance, a Microsoft company. And in this episode, we talk about how using speech recognition technologies can alleviate administrative pressures on healthcare providers, the potential role that advanced AI-driven ambient solutions could play in standardizing and improving clinical documentation, and the best practices for implementing speech recognition technology within hospital systems, and the tangible day-to-day improvements that clinicians could expect to see. Collaboration starts with the conversation, Team Health Tech. Let's make it happen.
Welcome to Talking Health Tech, featuring content and community about technology and healthcare. We acknowledge the traditional owners of lands these conversations were recorded and pay respect to elders past and present.
Between now and the end of June, we're conducting the 2024 Talking Health Tech Audience Survey. This helps us prioritize content, hone in key messages, and refine the show to make it even better. We also want to understand who the biggest cohorts of our audience are. So I'd love for you to take 5 or 10 minutes to have your say and complete the survey. Everyone who completes it goes in the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of THT Plus membership credits to put towards a membership for yourself as an individual or to help get the word out about your company. The link to complete the survey is in the show notes of this episode, or just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey.
Welcome to Talking Health Tech. It's great to have you here today, Brian.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Now, is it early morning or late evening for you at the moment?
It's actually early afternoon over here. I live just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. So, yeah.
And definitely. I hear it's just snowing, unusual for this late.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I guess that's the price of living out here in the West. Some snows, late snows occasionally.
All right. Well, before we sort of dive into what we're doing here today, would you be able to give us a little bit of an introduction of who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. So I'm actually a physician. I'm board certified in both internal medicine and pediatrics. So they offer that combined residency over here in the States. And I was asked to be involved with my hospital's EHR transition. So back about 20 years ago, actually, we moved to an electronic health record from paper. And they asked if I would be one of the physician champions. I work in the emergency department. So I was able to be a physician champion for the EHR transition, and my hospital system chose Epic as the EHR system. And then I was asked to actually help my hospital to deploy speech recognition into Epic. So we did some investigation, and we actually chose the Nuance product Dragon back then. And I subsequently started a company after our go live with Epic. I started a company to help hospitals deploy Dragon into Epic. And then Nuance acquired my company a few years back. And now I'm one of the Nuance CMIOs, Chief Medical Information Officers, and get to work with a lot of healthcare systems across the globe.
Yeah, what a transition. So you're very well versed in digital transformations in hospitals. So I'm keen to get your takeaways and how we can use this technology to solve a few of the issues that we're seeing in Australia and I guess globally. What are some of the key healthcare issues within Australia, and how can we use speech recognition to address these?
Well, you know, I know a lot of what you're experiencing over there is very similar to what we have here as well. It's with the transition to the electronic health systems, health record systems, it has put a huge burden onto providers. You know, we thought it was, it's been really great from a medical safety standpoint and making sure you don't have medication errors and some of those things, but it has put a tremendous load onto providers where I used to be able to just write a couple orders on a chart and hand it to the unit clerk to enter those in. Now I'm entering all the orders myself, right? And so we've become a lot of physicians will say we've become the, you know, high paid unit clerks or whatever, because we're doing a lot of the functions that other people used to do now. And it's just a big burden. So I know that we're both experienced a lot of that. And there's going to be workforce shortages is a big problem as well. And, you know, and in the States, we're anticipated to be like 90,000 physicians short by 2025. That's a huge deal. So, and I know you guys are experiencing some of that as well. So lots of difficulties with this transition.
I guess, being a nurse and experiencing working in facilities that have an EMR, there is that burden of you are navigating and doing lots of sort of tasks that they're technology, like they're enabled, they're digital, that's great. But there is that added time in note-taking in different bits and pieces. I know I can probably speak faster than I can type. What are the added benefits of the clinical speech recognition? And I guess for us already in that EMR world or starting to go, I know some places are making that transition now. What role does it play in the change management?
So a couple great questions there. You know, I would say one of the biggest benefits of having speech recognition is the ability to just voice dictate right into the chart. So, you know, even a fast typer, I think I type about 30 words a minute, you know, and then people type faster than me, but speech recognition can record what you say and type it out about 160 words a minute. So it's just, it's very, a very nice way to get information into the electronic health record. And particularly for narrative type things where you really want to capture a lot of detail, if providers are typing those things out, they just tend to leave stuff out because it just takes so long to type it. But if you're using your voice, you tend to get a much better document in the end, much higher quality, because you can just very rapidly get those details into the chart. It's really nice. And then I think the second question was about the transition or kind of change management converting to getting into an EHR system. It really makes it much easier for the provider to be able to use this technology as opposed to adopting all the pointing and clicking and scrolling that is so much of what we do. I think the latest data that I saw was that a typical physician will click with their mouse over 4,000 times a day once they get into an electronic health record system. So, and then you add to that all the scrolling and other stuff you're doing, and it's just really, really frustrating. So giving them the ability to use their voices is a really big benefit and brings efficiency into that transition.
The Talking Health Tech podcast has evolved a lot over the years, all based on audience feedback. Now I need your help. Yes, you, to shape the future of this show. Between now and the end of June, we're running our biggest campaign to date in order to understand what makes the global healthcare ecosystem tick. Last time we ran our Talking Health Tech audience survey, we learnt 40% of our audience are clinicians, 77% of our audience tune in for professional development and market awareness, 8% of people listen to Talking Health Tech for competitor profiling, and only 2% of people listen to the podcast to fall asleep. And this time around, I can't wait to find out about your preferences for audio versus video content, which topics we should dive into more, preferences for hosts and formats and geographical reach and so much more. And don't worry, we'll be sharing all the insights once all the responses are collected as well. So if you're a supporter of Talking Health Tech and you can spare 5 or 10 minutes, please complete our 2024 audience survey. And to say thanks for your input, everyone who completes the survey goes into the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of credits towards THT Plus membership. Go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey or the links in the show notes of this episode as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So then in terms of navigating the EMR, how does Dragon Medical One, and maybe tell us a bit more about Dragon Medical One first, and then we can have a chat about how it helps navigate the EMR space.
Yeah, great question. So Dragon Medical One is basically speech recognition software. So on the basic function is you just either press a button on a microphone, or actually the cell phones now can become your microphones. You just touch the button and just talk. And whatever you say into that microphone will just appear into the EHR window. So it's really nice. It really takes away the need for a transcriptionist. A lot of us used to use medical transcription. And a lot of healthcare systems now are just opting for the digital version, just the Dragon Medical One front-end speech. One thing that's really nice about the technology is that Dragon Medical One also has the ability to perform certain functions or macros or, you know, scripting or whatever. So say I wanted to navigate to the order section, I would usually point and click or do whatever I needed to, but I can create a voice command in Dragon and I'll just say, go to orders. And Dragon will use that voice command and then do some scripting in the background to take me to the order section. So it allows me to really voice navigate and voice interact and voice automate some of my common workflow tasks. So it just becomes a really nice efficiency tool, not just to dictate into the chart, but now also to voice activate some of those EHR functions.
Yeah, and I imagine that's a huge game changer when you're new to that particular EMR and trying to find, you know, 4,000 clicks quickly becomes 8,000 clicks when you're trying to navigate a new system. And this voice recognition certainly takes a lot of that away. It makes navigating a little more intuitive.
When we first started learning how to use the EHR system, one of the doctors in my group, he coined this phrase. He would say, clicking kills. And so we would all joke about it, but it's true. I mean, all of a sudden we were clicking all the time every day. And so using Dragon to command and control your EHR system is a huge win for providers.
So you guys are integrated with, I think, reading this list, Cerner, Epic, and a few other EMRs, you, from my understanding of what we're using in Australia, you kind of have all bases covered. Are there any others, or how far does deep integration go?
Yeah, Nuance has tried to work with all of the major EHR vendors, so I don't think there's any of the biggies that they haven't worked with and haven't integrated with. The nice thing about having an integrated EHR is that a lot of times the windows in the EHR systems have very specific edit controls. And if you haven't fully integrated with them like Nuance has, you get errors and different behaviors that happen in those windows that are just not acceptable. And we could go into specifics there, but if they're fully integrated with Nuance, then you have full control in those windows. So like, say for instance, I dictate a paragraph and I say, I want to change some of it. I'll just say, select this word through that word. And you'll just see the cursor select those words and you can just talk over it. So it's a really nice, very robust functionality where I can use my voice to move my cursor around in the window. I can select words, I can replace words, I can cut and paste. And so that's something that's really nice when you have a fully integrated speech recognition system like Dragon Medical One. You're able to really do neat things inside of the EHR system. So it's a really big benefit there.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of what else is happening in the US and what solutions that are currently in use, can you talk a bit more to that? So I guess we've got Dragon Medical One, which then there's the Dragon Ambient Solutions. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and maybe some use cases around DAX Copilot and what's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the speech recognition thing has become very, very common in the United States. So I believe most of the healthcare systems in the United States are using speech recognition. And I can't remember the market share, but I believe around 80% or more are using the Nuance solution for using Dragon Medical One. So what's happened now is that providers are very used to using their voice to dictate and to navigate the EHR system. So with the advent of artificial intelligence, what's happening now is there's some new technologies that are starting to fully automate the process of creating a note. So there's the technology that's really popular right now from Nuance Microsoft is what's called DAX, or Dragon Ambient Experience. So instead of me just talking and dictating into the microphone, I just turn on a microphone and put it on the desk in the room, and it listens to the conversation. And then that conversation is sent through an AI engine, a large language model, and it produces a structured note automatically within seconds. So this is really revolutionizing the way we document here in the States. And it's a very popular solution. I love it because I get to use it, and it's such a great step forward. And we can talk about some additional things that are coming down the pipeline, but the AI technology that's out there is going to absolutely revolutionize the way we interface with the EHR systems and the way we document care.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly bringing some consistency in the way that we document that care as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else is happening for you guys in, so not just the US, but also the UK? So I'm intrigued to know what is the bigger picture at the moment, and then how does that sort of then play back into Australia?
Well, what's happening right now is that there's a real big push for provider efficiency. So we're trying to address all of those elements that are causing burnout. And so when you look at the speech recognition technology, a lot of the UK hospitals are deploying Dragon Medical One and front-end speech as part of their EHR deployments. And I know several healthcare systems in Australia have done this already. I was reviewing a couple white papers from some of the hospitals there that have had great success deploying front-end speech. The Dragon Ambient Experience, the use of AI, is really just exploding over here and also in Canada and the UK. Such a demand for this. And the next step in this process is to provide the same technology for nursing. So you're going to be able to see that later this year. At least one of the major EHR systems is going to introduce DAX for nursing, basically. Populating flow sheet rows in an EHR system from a conversation or from a voice recording. So it's going to be really, really wonderful to see that happen and to give nurses that boost as well, because nurses are having just as much burnout as doctors are, and huge staffing shortages. So these technologies are really going to have a positive impact on that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that improves the efficiencies and improves that clinical flow for the nursing staff. So I'm dying to know, is it better to deploy speech recognition before or after the EMR implementation?
The best practice currently is that if you have a pre-existing electronic health record system, it's good to deploy speech recognition ahead of time. So that your providers can get used to that and get used to the technology. And then when they go live with the new EHR system, they're already facile in that technology and they can use it seamlessly with their new deployment. What we see a lot happen is that a lot of sites will make Dragon training part of their EHR training. So you'll get the EHR training first. You'll go through all those hours of training, whatever. But most of them, right at the end, right before their go live into the EHR system, they'll have some type of personalization lab or something like that, where they help providers to become more efficient and to create their own notes and things like that. And that's when they'll introduce Dragon. If you have a pre-existing EHR and you're moving to another one, it makes sense to deploy the technology ahead of time, and it's one less thing to worry about in the time leading up to your go live. But if not, you can easily add front-end speech right as part of your training, right before your go live, and give providers that technology from the get-go.
And then for those of in Australia that are already using the technology, have you got any tips and tricks for them that might improve their day-to-day?
Yeah, well, what I would say, I think the biggest thing that people are missing is the use of those commands that I was talking about. So a lot of providers, it's really easy to push the button and talk and dictate into the chart, and that's the basic functionality. But I would say building even just a couple of those commands, we call them step-by-step commands inside of Dragon, building just a couple of those commands can really impact your efficiency. And providers that are using voice recognition and commands tend to save about 30 to 60 minutes per day for the rest of their career. So I would say, listen, if you don't know what step-by-step commands are, or you've never used them, it would be well worth your time to learn how to just create a couple of them and to automate those processes so that you can have that efficiency for the rest of your career. That's one of the things that's causing people to burn out. It's just a pajama time, as what we call it over here, is you have to go home and log in, and why not just take care of that and make that a thing in the past? So that's what these commands can really help you do.
Yeah, 30 to 60 minutes a day for the rest of your career. I mean, that's pretty tangible and appetizing. I think there'll be a few clinicians listening being like, step-by-step commands, where's the cheat sheet to set them up?
Absolutely. That's the way to go.
Yeah, great. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time today. As a nurse, I'm really looking forward to learning more about the next installment and how DAX for Nurses changes the challenges that we're having with the nursing workforce. But it's been lovely chatting with you today.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for sticking around to the end of this episode. If you made it this far, you're the perfect person that I want to hear from. Our THT Plus audience survey is now open until the end of June, and I personally read every submission. In fact, if you leave a comment in the survey that you heard this promotion in a podcast episode, I promise I'll reply directly to you by email with a personal note of thanks. And I'll even buy you a coffee next time I see you in person. It's pretty easy. Just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey and have your say.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Talking Health Tech. Make sure you like and subscribe and share this episode with someone who might find it valuable. For more information and resources about healthcare innovation, visit talkinghealthtech.com.